Can you name any country, yours for example, or yours, that would be prepared to give 55%, 25%, 10% of your country to the Palestinians? Of course not. And so the issue was not the existence of Jews in Palestine. They had been there for centuries. And of course they had ties to Palestine, in particular to Jerusalem and other places, going back centuries, if not millennia. But the idea of establishing an exclusively Jewish state at the expense of those who are already living there, I think it was right to reject that. And I don't think we can look back now, 75 years later, and say, well, you should have accepted losing 55% of your homeland because you ended up losing 78% of it, and the remaining 22% was occupied in 1967. That's not how things work.
Yeah.
I can imagine an American rejecting give 10% of the United States to the Palestinians, and if that rejection leads to war and you lose half your country, I doubt that 50 years from now you're going to say, well, maybe I should have accepted that.